Well, the weather has certainly heated up, and in the last week, even if you have had rain, I'll bet that you've been out there with the gardening hose, watering everything that's been drying off, and it's also just a great time to get into the garden. So welcome to Gardening with Tom Wyatt, your tree of knowledge, and his sidekick, me, Inga Stunstner. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Inga.
Yeah, so Tom, what should we be doing at the beginning? Well, actually, it's not the beginning, the first third of October, and with this hot weather.
Well, the hot weather's a godsend. It's what we're looking for. We've been looking for the last 3 months since it's been so cold. The weather suits us very fine. We will be getting all those garden beds ready for the vegetable enthusiast. He will have his garden bed already turned over once, and this weekend he's going to turn it over again, but this time he's going to apply some gypsum and some blood and bone and some sulphate of potash and turn all them into that soil with a good garden fork, turn it over, and you'll need to do that twice this week. And to see how it responds, it may need another turnover with a good garden fork and a dressing of gypsum to open up the heavy soil, because I think most people have got soils too heavy. And remember, the thing that we want is a good, clear garden soil mixed over and turned over and be that good that you could eat it, Inga.
Okay. In fact, I'm salivating now thinking of, you know, all that compost that we've been putting together. We're whacking it in the garden beds. So, Tom, you're saying that we've got to do that three times. So when will we be able to start planting those veggie seeds?
In another 20 days, the end of this month.
Okay. Well, we will talk about
the digging that and turning that over. You've got to dig it over and turn it over. And sometimes it might seem tedious, but if you do it right, you'll only have to do it one less time.
Yeah, and with that gypsum, one I've learnt from you, that is what really breaks the clay and enables
next to your humus or compost that you're making, you'll need to be turning gypsum in at some time this weekend and turn it over the depth of a spade. Now, that's going to be heavy work or not easy going, but if you do it right, you'll only ever have to do it the once, and that's it. You'll have all the sweetest vegetables God are known to God.
Excellent. So I would suggest doing that early in the morning or in the evening. Do not do it at midday.
No, don't try and lose weight by midday.
No.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Tom, we've got a few queries, but before we go into those questions, Craig from Longreach called up a few weeks ago because he had a poinciana that he was trying to transplant and it was not doing well, and he took all your advice. He sent through a photo, incidentally, with his beautiful dog posing next to the poinciana, and it's just, yeah, looking great. You've looked at the picture. What can you tell us about it?
Well, he was very, very lucky. He's not out of the woods yet, but all the new shoots on the poinciana indicate that the fungus is under control. The fungus Phytophthora, which is a soil fungi, is the one you've got to watch out for now. And every 7 days, say, for the next 3 days or next 21 days, you mix up copper oxychloride at 30 grams to 10 litres of water, put in a wetting agent and drench the soil. You don't have to spray the tree, but there's a dead spike on top of the tree. You should carefully remove that and feed the soil with gypsum. And I do that twice in the next 10 days. And if you've done all that and you've turned it all over and it's looking healthy, it's got a smile on its face, well, you've done the right thing.
Okay, I reckon Craig will be doing those things now that he's come this far. Well, talking about fungus, Tom, Rhonda from Monto has sent a message in. She's got a 3-year-old apricot tree. It's flowering but no fruit. She's wondering if she needs a second tree or if it's a fungus problem.
No, it'll be a fungus problem because of the humid weather that it's not used to. And I would mix up copper oxychloride, mix it up at 30 grams to 10 litres of water. Now, you'll need a wetting agent because those temperate climate plants sometimes are very hard to wet, so you'll need a wetting agent to spray the foliage and the soil around that tree.
And in terms of growing apricot trees, I know Rhonda's in Monto. Do they do okay in the greater central Queensland region?
Yes, they do. And the tree will test your skills with administering copper oxychloride around the base of that tree. And you'll need three applications, say 10 days apart. But on the third application, the tree should be bouncing around with all its glory, all the new growth bursting out, the buds are forming. And if you think you've got a problem with a fungus killing that flower, which you probably will have, you'd be wise to spray it with malathion. Spray it with malathion because the little beetles that live in the axil of the foliage, they are spreading that disease for you, you know. So if you get it sprayed three times, 7 days apart with copper oxychloride, you'll be very successful.
Mm. You're listening to Gardening with Tom Wyatt and me, Inga. And if you want to send through your questions, all you have to do is go onto your local ABC website. So that will be Tropical North, Wide Bay, Western Queensland and Capricornia. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see the photo of Tom smiling his head off. And there is a form that you can fill out and send your question exactly as Janet has done. And then Tom will answer your question. And so, Tom, this one from Janet, she says she's got fine stringy roots all through her garden that seem to choke new seedlings. And they stay alive, but they just don't grow. She's on acreage with big gum trees and other trees that are not in the garden area, but they're about 15 to 20 feet away. So she asks, would weed mat or black plastic underneath help?
No, that'll make the problem worse. But you did. In my early days, we used to call that fungi bootlace fungi. And it runs right through the soil. It's a very fine fungi, but it races through those garden beds, especially where you've just been fertilising and getting all that new growth.
So it looks like fine stringy roots, does it?
Yeah, it does. And when you look at it, it looks like it's glistening, you know. But that's what observation that I make from it. If he can send or she can send a picture in of that plant and where it's growing and how it's growing, we can probably get down to identifying it to the fullest degree.
But if
it
is
another fungus,
if it is that bootlace thing that you're talking about, how would you treat that?
Well, I'd certainly get out of the copper oxychloride and mancozeb, 30 grams of each to 5 gallons of water. Then you want a wetting agent because those fungi are hard to wet. And you'd be the judge that you've got the soil wet enough for it to get some control over it. There's no such thing as the chemical not working. It's the application that has failed why it's not working. So just keep that in mind.
Mm. Gosh, so lots of different fungi and lots of problems.
Well, the humid weather, they love it. Mm. They think they're going home to some fresh Maytalinga, having a good time.
And it's like, spring has sprung, and it's sprung for fungus as well.
Sprung for all of them, yes.
Our last question, Tom. Dorothy from Bundaberg has asked about palm trees. She says the problem is the roots of her very tall palm trees seem to be wearing away under the base. She asks, is this a problem? And she says they'd be about 35 years old, maybe older. She said she's checked the internet, but there are no answers. Why would you check the internet when you can just send a question to Tom?
Yeah, the problem there with those palm trees, a long time ago, probably 10 years ago, the injury first set in, you know, from a whippersnipper or whatever implement you're using in the garden, you started the damage off, and the fungus spreads. The more colder it gets, and the more longevity of that coldness is, you will find that the fungus will take control.
So it's a fungus problem as well.
Same fungus, because we're probably watering incorrectly. You only want one good watering a week or a fortnight. So you be the judge how much water you're pouring into that soil, and that soil is getting so wet and clammy from the excess water that's been applied to the soil. So you have to cut that down to, say, one watering every 10 days. That's all that's required once it's mature.
So basically, the moral of the gardening story at the moment is that when we've got hot, humid weather, is the fungus is just going to spring out and have a lively time.
Well, it's going to test your skills at gardening, Inga, but that fungus is going to spread as soon as the humidity starts to pick up, and it's starting to pick up, and that creates the soil conditioner for those plants.
Mm. Well, Tom, I know what you're going to be doing this weekend.
And mine's already been done.
Well, then I reckon that you're going to, I know you've turned the beds, hopefully you got someone else to do it, but I reckon, are you going to be checking for fungus?
I always look for it. Mm. The plants talk to me. You're going to get your plants talking to you.
Mine are. Tom, tell me, what's flowering in your garden at the moment?
Oh, the tabebuias, that golden tree that's about 6 metres high and covered in gold, prime golden yellow flowers.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Well, I've got two magnolia trees and they seem to flower about four times a year. And at the moment, it's just covered in buds. So yeah, I'm just waiting for them to burst into flower.
Don't forget the mancozeb.
I will not.
Give them a spray with mancozeb.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that I've got the wetting agent. Tom, thank you so much. And we'll catch up with you again next week.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.